Dance for People with Parkinson's Disease is a national nonprofit collaboration led by the Mark Morris Dance Group in New York, with classes offered in about 250 communities around the world. This month, the local program at the University of Illinois Krannert Center is celebrating 10 years of supporting people with Parkinson's and their loved ones through dance, music, and artistic expression. Illinois Public Media's Christine Herman spoke with dance instructor Kate Insolia and class coordinator Whitney Havise about how the program got started here.
So the Mark Morris Dance Group has had a long-standing relationship with Krannert Center. They come every year and do performances, and they also do a week-long residency. So as part of their residency every year, they would do their Dance for Parkinson's class, and it became so popular that we thought, why don't we develop this into our own program?
What's interesting, I learned that there are numerous peer-reviewed research studies on the impact of dance on people with Parkinson's. And in fact, recently, the World Health Organization Regional Office for Europe concluded in a report that engaging with the arts can be beneficial for both mental and physical health. I'm just curious to hear, does any of this surprise you at all, being people who work in this space, bridging the arts with, as a way of helping people with Parkinson's? Kate, can we start with you?
Yeah, no, that doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, I'm a dancer. So, I've devoted my life to doing this art form. And I mean, that's what happens in the class. It's a place where you have to set aside kind of your thinking and your worries and your thoughts and come together and just move together and just emotionally. It's very emotional. You get to express. We do games where it's like, now we're going to pretend we'll do small movement or big gestures or wave across the room to someone. Or
so there's like components of theater too.
There's components of theater.
Well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Kate, I mean, I imagine some of the people taking the class, maybe they've taken dance before, but maybe others, this is the first dance class they're taking. Is it really a mix?
It really is. I'm surprised sometimes people that are in the class, they're like, you know, my whole life when I was younger, I did the Lindy Hop, or I used to take ballet classes. And then they bring their spouse who never did any of that, but they're coming to support their partner. Yeah, and you know, it's funny because a lot of times they'll get nervous. I can't do this. Oh my gosh, I'm terrible at it. And it's just not true. They just do these beautiful dances and this beautiful job at moving.
Wow.
It's just, I'm always taken away. Every time I'm like, and now we're going to go do a performance because they look so beautiful every time they move. And to me, dance is art making. And art making to me is about deeply connecting to yourself and connecting to others as you're moving and creating beauty together. And so that happens at every class. Every class, I think people are surprised to see that they just moved in this very lovely, unpredictable way that they would not have done if they had not been in the class.
And so I'm hearing you guys talk about it's not just about the physical movement, it's the art, and it's also the community.
Mm-hmm.
How important is that aspect? You're bringing people together, you're teaching this dance class, but it's also a place where they're finding support and understanding from people who are going through similar things, I imagine.
The group has really become like a family. You know, we have one participant who has been there since the very first class, and you know, we have lost some members over the years. We lost one of our original instructors, Kate, also named Kate, Cooper. Mm. And so, you know, we've kind of experienced all of those things that a family unit kind of can experience together. It's not just about, you know, hey, let's meet and, you know, listen to some music and do some movement every month. It just really is, you know, just this unit of comfort and acceptance and support. And they just, you know, really appreciate and love that chance to connect with other people in that environment and experience that all together.
That's Krannert Center's Dance for People with Parkinson's class coordinator Whitney Havise and dance instructor Kate Insolia, who's also the owner and founder of Urbana Dance Company. They spoke with Illinois Public Media's Christine Herman.